One guy said, he comes up to me, he put his hand on, he goes, Mike, he said, we hope that works. And I go, hey, I don't pray idle prayers. I don't know if you know me about that, but I said, when I pray, things happen. So anyway, that's what happened. It was good. It was a good experience for me. And we need to all step out in that when we get challenged with that. Thank you.
Just tell them why that guy asked you to pray. Remember before that you had prayed for his friend?
Yes. Yeah, there's our supply officer. We're at a meeting another time, another date. He's down. He's a big man like me. And his face was down. And I said to him, I said, what's the matter? He said, well, my friend's dying. And he said, I try to get this meeting, your meeting over with so I can get there and see him in the hospital. His brother just called me and said he's not going to live long. Anyway, we're out by the truck and Charlie's there. And I said, well, let's pray with you. And first, as soon as I put my hands on, it was just like ice cube, right? Stiffened right up, you know, big rugged sailor. And then I said, well, we're going to pray for your friend that, you know, that he lives. Anyway, I prayed the prayer for this friend. He leaves our meeting from Prince Edward Island, goes over to Nova Scotia. He's from Hubbard's, Nova Scotia. Gets over there, and his brother had told him earlier that this kid's going to die. Anyway, he's sitting up in his bed, and he said, how are you? He said, I'm great. I feel great. And he said, it just happened today that I feel fantastic. And 3 days later, that man was in his yard playing with his grandchildren. So that's why he came over.
Amen.
That's how they got the word around that I was, that I prayed for things like that. So,
amen.
So these little acts that you do, this is like 10 o'clock at night when I prayed for this guy in the dark beside a truck, right? Out in the parking lot of a Legion. So that's where that prayer took place.
Right? Good place to pray.
Yeah. So that's where them things, the most unlikely places take place that these things can happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mike. Well, those are good testimonies. Good testimonies about what the world really thinks of the church. Deep down inside, the world is looking for answers. Deep down inside, the world has mostly looked every other place for answers other than the church. The world are really like many Christians. They got to get right down to the very bottom of the barrel when there's nothing else to do, then they'll say, we got to pray. And unfortunately, the church is too often like that we leave that to the very last. We'll try every little trick in the book, and then we get down to praying. But God wants us to come before Him with prayer first and foremost, and lay the situation out before Him. But you know, we often don't do that, first of all, is because of our idea of our relationship with God and that our prayers really make a difference and that there's no strength in the church and so forth. You know, if we were really convinced that the church, I'm more convinced, folks, the longer I'm in this and the more I read the scriptures and the more I fellowship with God, I am convinced that the church is the powerhouse of God on the earth today. That the Holy Spirit moves through the church. And what the Holy Spirit is doing, He's going to do through the church. If He could just get the church convinced that they are God's hand and feet upon the earth and that God's not done using His hands and feet upon the earth. If He could just get the church to buy into that and recognize that He's calling us to do something that we cannot do on our own. No kind of gimmicks are going to get the job done. We have to come to the place where we realize that it's the Holy Spirit that gets the job done. And even as we bring people and invite people to come to church, we don't have to think about, well, you know, is somebody going to say the right thing today? Are we going to sing the right song? Are we going to, you know, make sure we don't do anything that's going to upset anybody during our worship and so forth? Forget about all that stuff and count on the Holy Spirit to touch that individual when they do come. And they'll know that they've had an experience with God and they won't be looking for an experience with man. Man has tried it. Man has tried it in the past. They've tried it at every gimmick he can get. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit wants in now. We're living in a day and age where the Holy Spirit says, listen, haven't you seen enough? Haven't you did enough? Haven't you tried hard enough? Now let me in. Now let me in the situation. I'm telling you, folks, I'm really absolutely convinced that God wants to bring the position and the status of the church up a whole lot more than what it has been. Even in the eyes of the church. See, that we can handle it if the world thinks the church has nothing to offer. If the spirit of the world works on the world and tries to convince the world that the church has nothing to offer, but we can't do anything if the church believes that. The church has got to believe that we have something to offer, that we have the answer. I mean, it had the answer for me. Amen. When I was lost and going to hell, it had the answer for me, had the answer for you too. And when you heard it, you walked into it and God changed you. And God used a whole bunch of people around you to bring you to the place where you are today. You didn't just arrive here with just you and God.
That's right.
Get rid of that just you and God, because there's got to be more to it than that. You can't have just you and God without his body.
Amen.
You can't love Jesus without loving his body. You can't love Jesus without loving what he loves. You can't walk with Jesus, fellowship with him, because he likes to walk in fellowship with the body. If we don't walk with the body, we're not going to get much fellowship with him. Oh, we might think that we can put some nice music on at home and just kind of drift in and out of the, you know, allowing the music to do some things to us. And all that all might be all well and good, but it never replaces the fellowship that we can have with the body. And I'm talking about fellowship with the Holy Spirit. But you and I have to get to that place where we are convinced that the body of Christ is just as important to me as my personal family, and pay just as much attention to it. Because Jesus gave his life that you and I might be one as he is one with the Father. And Jesus always made a lot of the fact that he was at one with the Father. And you and I must make a lot of the fact that we are one with one another, together with Jesus. We must never allow ourselves to get isolated to the place where we think that we are hearing from God on our own. I know some people who think that they're hearing from God on their own, and some pretty squirrely stuff comes out of that. It really does. That's one of the major problems that people have in nations like China, for instance, where there's so many different sects, there's so many different concepts of what the Scripture teaches. There's no really solid doctrine for all the millions of house churches, underground churches that are taking place. From people that I know of who have ministered over there and leaders, they say there's all kinds of crazy, crazy doctrines that are being put out because there's not strong theological background of what they should believe. Coming to Christ, Christ's body, coming to together as believers, walking in the Word of God the way God has called us to by joining one with another, allows the Holy Spirit to bring forth truth to us that we would not normally hear if we're just on our own. Most of I love the Word of God. I love to study the Word of God and be taught by the Word of God. But I'll tell you, some of the most powerful things that I've learned from God is while sitting and hearing somebody else speaking. And sometimes it may not even have anything to do with what that person is speaking, but I'm under that anointing where the body of Christ is, that the Holy Spirit begins to impart something to me that I so desperately need. See, you have to count on the supernatural happening. And my desire as we come together as believers, my desire is to get us connected with the supernatural. Get us connected with the spirit realm where God dwells in. So that when we go out there, we'll not have to be wondering who's in charge. But if we are connected with the spirit realm, we'll know that For the secrets and the mysteries that I am about to reveal will not be understood by the people of the world. I am releasing revelation to my body in order to bring forth the experiences of the Spirit that the world cannot enter into. But I desire a body who will be in tune with the Spirit of God by faith and receive the things, the revelations of the Spirit that will come forth. For the advancement of my kingdom must come first of all to my people and then through my people. For it's through the people that I have been with and have ministered to that I can trust my principles to. For you see, the principles of the kingdom of God must not be thrown before swine. They must be lived out through the people who claim to be in covenant with my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And those who will be diligent to walk in the ways of the kingdom of God and in the things of the Spirit will be granted more and more and more, and they'll see and they'll see and they'll see, and they'll walk in the things of the Spirit to the degree that the world will wonder at the things of the Spirit that are being released among them. And you, my people, will be my mouthpiece at that time to be able to speak the words of life to those who are now in the place of death. For just as you have been brought to life, I desire to reach out into the world system and call out those who are in darkness, that they might have life. They might enjoy the life of the Spirit as well. Rejoice in the things that you have walked into and enjoy, but make much of them at the same time. Make much of the things of the Spirit. Make much of the blessings that have come to you through my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you'll be a blessing not only to your family, but those around you as they come to hear the word of life from your mouth. As you speak the word of life, you will begin to sense the impartation that is on the word that goes forth. You will sense the anointing that's on the word that goes forth. And it will come in contact with the world in such a fashion that they'll be shocked. They'll be shocked at what has just hit them, for they are unfamiliar with the anointing of God. But they need you to be around them in order to help assimilate that anointing into their own spirit so that they will become familiar with the things of the Spirit. And they'll begin to embrace the principles of the kingdom of God and walk in the fullness of what I have for them in this day. For although darkness is increasing in the world, light has already come, and it will increase, and many will run to that light. And therefore you are called to go out and bring the harvest in, for the end time harvest is yet to come, but it will come, says the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus Christ. You and I are called to be a people of encouragers.